SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Australia's Federal Police Commissioner says a mass shooting in which 15 people were killed during a Hanukkah celebration in Sydney was a terrorist attack inspired by Islamic State. Authorities say ISIS flags were found in one of the suspect vehicles, along with improvised explosive devices. Four people are under arrest for allegedly plotting New Year's Eve attacks in Southern California.
The subject arrested envisioned planting backpacks with improvised explosive devices to be detonated at multiple locations in Southern California, targeting U.S. companies. These bombs were to blow up at the same time on midnight this New Year's Eve.
The FBI's Akil Davis says the suspects are members of an extremist, anti-capitalist, anti-government group. On it goes, the search for the Brown University gunman continues. Investigators have released new images of the masked suspect. Two students died, nine others injured in the Saturday attack, and the FBI is offering a $50,000 reward for information leading to the capture of the suspect. Three more suspected drug-running boats have been blown out of the water by the U.S. military in the Caribbean. Three men, alleged narco-terrorists, were killed. President Trump says the operation has stopped a lot of poison from reaching the U.S.
I have to say the drugs coming in by sea are down 94%, and we're trying to figure out who the other 6% are.
32-year-old Nick Reiner is due to make a court appearance today. Actor-director Rob Reiner's younger son is accused in the fatal stabbing of his parents in their Los Angeles home. Crews are deploying sandbags to shore up an earthen levee south of Seattle after a small section failed after a week of heavy rains. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 89 points. This is SRN News. Another Christmas market attack has been foiled.
Lawmen in Germany have arrested five Muslims, accusing them of planning to drive cars into crowds at a Christmas market in Bavaria. The men are from Egypt, Syria, and Morocco. The markets date back to medieval times in Germany and have spread all over Western Europe. Lately, they've become the target of Muslim terrorists, however. The latest attack killed six people and injured 300 last year in Magdeburg, Germany. Michael Harrington reporting.
The deadly terrorist attack on Jews in Australia over the past weekend follows a surge in anti-Semitism in that country. In fact, Australia and Italy experienced the biggest increase in anti-Semitic attacks in 2024, following the Hamas attack on Israel the year before. Tel Aviv University reports that Australia recorded over 1,700 anti-Semitic incidents. The Executive Council of Australian Jewry has released a statement saying, "We need decisive leadership and action now." This is SRN News. The Food and Drug Administration is not pleased with four big retailers, suggesting they put the health of America's infants at risk.
The FDA sending letters posted Monday to leaders at Walmart, Target, Kroger, and Albertsons, saying the companies continue to sell ByHeart infant formula for several days or even weeks, despite a November 11th recall of all products. That formula is linked to an outbreak of infant botulism that has sickened more than 50 babies in 19 states. All of the children have been hospitalized and treated for the illness. Jason Walker reporting.
Accused of advertising unlicensed tourist rentals, Airbnb is being hit with a $75 million fine by the Spanish government, which says many listings lacked proper license numbers or included incorrect information. More details at srnnews.com.